Hey there, welcome to the Money Mindset Podcast. I'm Ashley Patrick, realistic, judgment-free money coach, and I've been a money coach for over 7 years. I break down the overwhelming side of money that keeps you in debt and living paycheck to paycheck. Let's dive into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Money Mindset Podcast. Today, I am going to talk about how much should you have in savings? So this question was asked in the free Facebook group. So if you're not a member of that, be sure to go and search for groups, Budgets Made Easy. It is the free large community where you can ask questions and get support from the group. So somebody asked, how much is a reasonable amount to have in savings? And because they said reasonable, it gave me the impression that maybe they have more in savings than they think they probably need in savings. So I usually see two ends of the spectrum. Usually it's somebody has a lot of money in savings and they come from a scarcity mindset. This has happened to me. And so they have a lot of money in savings and it never feels like enough. So they just keep saving and saving and saving, but they have these other things that they want to do, but they're really scared to let that money go, even though they have plenty of money in savings. And so they could use some of that money to go on vacation or do some of the other things that they want to do, but they're scared to let it go. Or the other side of that is that you don't have enough in savings, right? Like how much should you save? So I'm gonna talk about it today. If you are a Dave Ramsey fan, you know he says $1,000 in savings to start, which is not a bad place to start if you've never saved any money. Now, if you already have more than that in savings, I would not take it down to $1,000, even if you have debt. So like I said, there's two ends of the spectrum. So if you've never saved before, every time you try to save and you put money into your account, and then before your next payday, you're transferring it back because you've spent it, then a good starter goal would be about $500. And usually that is doable and it feels not so overwhelming, whereas $1,000, if you've never saved, feels overwhelming. So start with 500. Then once you hit that goal, see you can do it, do another 500, then you're at your 1,000. Now, let's say you have a couple $1,000 in savings. Maybe you just got your tax refund and you're trying to figure out what to do with it. If you already have money in savings, you're good at saving. It's just everything else that you're trying to piece together and manage. And you're afraid if you spend that money that it'll just be gone because of all the other things going on. I would save at least $2,000. So at a minimum, I would like to see $2,000 in savings. Now, this number does depend. So if you have some big expenses coming up, maybe you have a move plan, maybe you're having a baby, maybe you've got traveling coming up that you've already planned to see family or vacations that you know, it's too late to cancel. Maybe you've got grandkids that are going to be born soon and you want to go visit them. Like plane tickets aren't cheap. Maybe you've got some house maintenance stuff coming up that you know you need to put money aside for, or you've got some annual expenses that you haven't started sinking funds for. That all comes into consideration before you start paying off debt. So decide how much you need to save for those things. Now that is not your general savings. Those are sinking funds. So what you would do is you would take money from your general savings and fill those savings buckets past the 2000. Okay. So whatever you've got over 2000, you can use those, allocate those for other savings funds for things you know you're going to need to spend money on. And then it doesn't feel like you're spending all your savings on random stuff. And then once you have those things figured out, those buckets filled, then you can start focusing on debt. So let's say, for example, you have $5,000 in savings. Okay, I want you to keep at least two. So that gives you three to work with. Let's say you have $1,000 in expenses coming up this year. So you will put that in a sinking fund. Now you still have $2,000 left. So you could put it toward some debts that maybe you can pay it off fast. Maybe you've got some smaller medical bills. Maybe you have a small credit card, a store card. Maybe you can pay off, you know, a couple of those really quickly, or one of them, right? And then you don't need to keep saving for emergencies, but you do need to keep saving for those sinking funds as you go. And I've talked about that in other videos and other podcast episodes, but I will talk about it more in some upcoming episodes as well. So once you have your debt paid off, though, what I would really like to see is a minimum of 3 months of expenses, not 3 months of your income, unless you that's just what you want to do. Because if you lose your job, you can cut some expenses, right? You might get some unemployment. You might get it severance pay, but unemployment doesn't pay very much. So you still need to save money, but maybe if you lost your job, you're not paying for daycare, or you cut out some extracurricular activities, things like that. So, you know, if you lose your job, you're going down to a bare bones budget, hopefully, so that you can stay on track. And so what bills have to be paid, what things have to be paid if you lose your job, then you times that times 3 months. Now, if you're more comfortable with up to 6 months, that's good too. That's what I did for a very long time, was 6 months. And, you know, I did have a scarcity mindset because that's how I grew up. I grew up without a lot. And so I felt like I had to save. And so I'd have 6 months of actual income, not just expenses. I did figure up the difference. I'd figure up the difference of, okay, what if my husband just loses his job? Because that's happened before. Then I figured out, okay, well, what if I lose my job? And then how much for both of us if we both lose our jobs? So, you know, for me, it was just a lot of different calculations and, you know, just to make sure that I was comfortable with the amount that we had in savings. And then once, you know, 2020 came and we got extra money and the business was doing really well and, you know, expenses were way, way lower, we had a lot in savings. And so, you know, I talked to my CPA and I talked to my financial advisor and, you know, we decided to take a bulk of that, even though like for me, that was very nerve wracking. We took a big chunk of it and invested it in our second business for my husband's business that we work together on. And so of course he does most of the work, right? I'm doing like the admin side, the bookkeeping, the paperwork, all of that stuff, but he's doing the actual work. And so that was a big adjustment for me to take so much out of savings for something that's kind of risky. And you don't know being a business owner is stressful. It's risky. So he's still doing it part-time for that. So, you know, the amount that you have in savings can fluctuate depending on your situation. So do you have a move coming up? Do you have an expected job loss? Do you have a career change? So I'm working with a lady right now that is in the process of a complete career change. She has this program, this training program, which is amazing, but it's a 3-year commitment and it's a pay cut and it includes travel and travel expenses. So for the next 3 years, it's going to be a major strain on their family, but it'll be worth it at the end. And so, you know, if you're doing that, you know, your savings goals may change. Maybe you are looking to change careers. And so you're like, okay, I need to save more money for expenses before I do that. But you also have to take into account financial aid because the more you have in savings, the less they will give you. So, you know, you got to kind of weigh your options of kind of how you want to do that. But that is a big life change, right? So if you have some kind of major life change happening, maybe you want to save more. If you're just starting, $1,000, awesome. If you have money saved and you know you can save money, $2,000 once you start getting in the groove of things, because $2,000 will cover a lot. Okay. A lot. And when something happens, it's not so like you don't get all panicky. Of course, it's frustrating. It's like, oh, I don't want to deal with this, but it's going to happen. And you can have that. It's just a huge inconvenience, or you can have the panic. I don't know what to do because I don't know how to pay for this. Like, panic. So you can kind of choose which one that you actually want to deal with and react to. So how much should you have in savings? Let me know in the comments, how much do you think you should have in savings? $1,000, $2,000, 3 months? Like, Let me know, because it does depend on your situation, but I know people like guidelines. So those are my guidelines. While you're paying off debt, either $1,000 or $2,000, once you're debt free, 3 months of expenses, not necessarily income, but if you're like me and you like to have more than what you need, that is okay too. You just don't need months and months and months and months saved. I mean, at one point I had like 12 months of expenses saved. And then it was like, okay, Ashley, like that is a bit excessive. Neither one of us are going to be out of work for an entire year. And once I kind of worked through that and like why I was basically hoarding money, it's like, okay, I can let some of this go. And we bought, equipment for our other business, and we're able to start making money with that. Now, we're still in the hole. We're not profitable in the other business, but we are getting there because equipment is expensive. So technically it's still work in progress, but do you really need a year of expenses? Now, you could, if you are having medical issues and you're trying to get on disability, having a year of expenses would be very helpful because it can take a year or two or more to actually get approved for disability here in the US. Now, it might be faster in other countries. I don't know. I live in the US and it is slow here to get approved. And you do get your back money. But in the meantime, you gotta live. You have to have food. You have to pay bills. You have to have a roof over your head. So keep that in mind as well. But you don't want to just have this scarcity mindset and have money and savings and then think that you are broke. So I had a conversation with another client the other day who is not broke, had even more than what I'm talking about, even more than a year in just regular savings accounts, plus literally millions in retirement and assets. And she literally told me she couldn't afford a certain program. And it wasn't that she couldn't afford it, right? She could afford it. It just, she kind of has a scarcity mindset like I do. So I could totally relate. And she just felt like it was too much money. She didn't want to spend that much money. And that is okay as long as you recognize where those thoughts and feelings are coming from and why you feel like you need to have that much cash and savings, right? Because even if they're a little bit older, so even if they decided to retire or had disability or whatever, they're set. Like they're literally fine financially for the rest of their lives. Like they are not broke, but she's still struggling with that scarcity mindset and how much to have in savings. Like it's never enough. And that is a really stressful way to live. So I would like you to have a number in mind, like, okay, this is the minimum that I want to have in savings. And then anything over that you can use towards other goals, right? But I don't want it to be just a never ending, never enough. Okay. So what amount would be enough for you in that situation? Now, if you're just, like I said, if you're just starting, $500, good goal, $1,000. Then get up to 2,000, then start working on some other goals, okay? Because you could be saving forever. And I don't want that necessarily for you. I mean, I want you to save, I want you to be mindful and save, but there are other goals, right? So I want you to start working on those other goals, is what I mean by like just focusing on savings forever. You do need to start paying off debt and having fun, like enjoy your life a little bit, right? It can't just be all, I'm too broke to do anything. Especially when you're not actually broke. Like, enjoy your life. You've been doing something right this whole time, right? You wouldn't have that much money in savings. You wouldn't have that much money in retirement and assets if you weren't doing something right. So, live your life a little bit, have some fun. Like, you don't need to scrimp and save and hold on to every single penny forever. Like, where's the joy in that? It's too stressful to do that, right? So pick a number, decide what you want, and be proud of yourself. Like, holy crap, if you save $30,000, let's say that's, I'm just throwing numbers out, $30,000, let's say that's 6 months of your expenses. That's pretty freaking awesome, right? And if you save that, you can keep going and start using your extra money that you've been saving for having fun. Go on vacation. Life is short. I want to travel. Now that I'm facing 40 this year and I am just like struggling with like, what have I done with my life? Have I done enough? Have I done enough with the kids? And in 10 more years, my kids are going to be adults and I'm going to feel even older and I'm not going to be able to necessarily physically do all the things that I want to do. And so, you know, you got to start making that a priority. Okay. Our money goes to what is important to us. And you know, if you want to go and have fun and go on vacations, then go have fun and have fun on vacation if you've got some money saved. Okay. I feel like that kind of went into a rant in a couple different directions, but saving money amounts depends on your situation, where you're at in the money success roadmap. But if you're starting, start small. If you've got too much in savings, evaluate how much is it like a realistic number and decide what to do with the rest. Okay. Like, okay, let's, you know, even if something happens to your house, how much money would you need to make it until insurance pays? You know, it's not, you don't need, you know, $100,000 just in cash in savings accounts, right? Like it's not growing, you know, at least, you know, put it in a money market or something like that. Talk to your financial advisor, get some interest on it where it's still accessible relatively quick, but it's still like, it's not sitting there doing nothing, just losing value basically because of inflation, right? So I don't know if that was helpful or not. Let me know what you think. Let me know how much you want to save. What is a reasonable amount for you to have in your savings? Make sure you subscribe and follow along, and I will talk to you soon.